Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, Krishna spoke about yajna or yajna. So now in this particular verse that we're going to see, Krishna is going to describe about what type of yajna basically. So let's try to understand that. Shloka number 24. This is a very famous shloka. Brahmarpanam Brahma Havir. Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. So here, this is very nicely described, very nicely translated by Srila Prabhupada, said Brahma Karma Samadhina. That person who is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness by Brahmaivatena Gantavyam. By doing various activities, spiritual activities. And what is the destination? Brahmaiva tena gantavyam. Obviously spiritual world. Back home, back to Godhead. And Brahmarpanam. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavir. So, this personality, his full contribution is to spiritual activities. And Brahmagnav hutam. And at the same time, here it is given, that in which the consummation is absolute. And finally, that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature, that is Brahma. So this is one meaning. And there is another meaning which we can understand. This is given in the last paragraph of the purport. So I'll just explain that also. So, Brahmarpanam. So Arpanam basically here means a ladle or an instrument, a big spoon, you know, by which this ahuti is offered, the oblations are offered. So, Brahma Arpanam. So, this ladle which is there, even that is Brahma, spiritual. Then after that it is given Brahma Havir. So, the butter or the ghee, whatever is offered as oblations in the fire during the fire sacrifice, even that is Brahman, that is spiritual. And then Brahma Gnau Hutam. So, this oblations are offered, hutam, offered in what? Brahma Agni. So Agni, the fire, even that is spiritual. And Brahmana, the person who is offering, he is also spiritual. So Brahmaiva tena gantavyam. So the person, Brahma, and his activities are Brahman. And finally, his destination is also Brahman. He is spiritual, his activities are spiritual, his destination is also spiritual. Why? Because Brahma Karma Samadhina, he is always in spiritual consciousness. So it's a very nice shloka, but then this is a nice shloka for Mayavadis too. Since everywhere Brahman, 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 so they misinterpret this as, see, everything is one, everything is Brahman. So let's try to understand the actual meaning or actual purport of this particular shloka. The principle of Krishna consciousness is described here. What is that? Now let's try to understand the background and then we'll arrive at a conclusion. A conditioned soul entangled in the material contamination is sure to act in material atmosphere, and yet he has to get out of such an environment. The process by which the conditioned soul can get out of the material atmosphere is Krishna consciousness. Now it's very clear that the conditioned soul is stuck in this material world. And in this material atmosphere, what is he doing? Material activities. Now, if he wants to transform, he wants to literally progress, advance on the spiritual path, or get rid of this material bondage, what he is supposed to do? He is supposed to change his activities, transform his activities to Krishna conscious activities. So, a very nice analogy is given in the purport. Now, when someone eats a lot of milk products, so he'll have, you know, some stomach problem. But then if he wants to get rid of the stomach problem, another milk product, yogurt or curd, that has to be had. Then this problem will be solved. So the person is already doing some activities, material activities. So what he's supposed to do? Do another activities, another sort of activities called spiritual activities or Krishna conscious activities to get rid of a disease called Bhava Roga, the disease of materialism or sense gratification. So in this way, one has to do Krishna conscious activities. Here it is given that this process is generally known as yajna, or activities simply meant for satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna. The more the activities of material world are performed in Krishna consciousness or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. So in the previous shloka we've discussed, what is yajna? It is yajna or sacrifice means those activities which are done for the pleasure of Krishna. Now, more the material activities, you know, that we are doing, if we can transform that into spiritual activities, all our day-to-day activities, everything can be transformed into spiritual activities or sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. So when that is done, so all the activities, they become yajna. They become an offering, a sacrifice for Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, what happens is, every single activity becomes spiritualized. So the same activity that we are doing, it can be spiritualized. This is what is the point that is made here. So Krishna consciousness is very nice. Sthane stita. Wherever we are, whatever activities we are doing, we can continue. But then the only thing is, we have to include Krishna consciousness in that. We have to change our mood, change our intentions, and do it as an offering for Krishna. What happens? That particular material activity becomes spiritualized. Not just the activity, even the person who is doing it, even he becomes completely spiritualized. Brahma or Brahman basically stands for spiritual. That's what we were discussing in the start of this video. So Lord is spiritual and the rays of his transcendental body are called Brahma Jyoti, his spiritual effulgence. The Lord is spiritual, he is Sachidananda, completely spiritual, Chidghan. And the effulgence coming from his body is spiritual. And that effulgence is called as Brahma Jyoti. So Mayavadis, they say that this Brahma Jyoti is the topmost thing. It's much more greater than the Supreme Lord. That is not correct. Because Lord is the source of Brahma Jyoti. Not Brahma Jyoti is the source of the Lord. So in this way we understand that everything is spiritual, you know, when it comes to the Lord. But then how does this material world come into existence? Because see, this material world has also come from spiritual, from the Supreme Lord who is completely spiritual. So even this has to be spiritual, Brahman. But then, what is the problem? Here it's given. The absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter, and matter dovetailed for the cause of absolute truth regains its spiritual quality. The only thing is, when the absolute truth, when Brahman is covered by Maya, it becomes material. I mean, that particular thing seems to be material. Obviously, absolute truth cannot become material, but for a living entity, it starts seeming like material. It's like when the sun covers itself with the clouds, we cannot see the sun. At that time only we can see his clouds. Similarly, here, in this activities, the material activities, we understand, it is actually spiritual, it's Brahman, but covered by the Maya, the illusory potency of the Lord. And now what we can see is the illusory potency or matter only. So in this way we understand that when all these material things, so-called material things are dovetailed in service of the Lord, that regains its spirituality or spiritual identity. Krishna consciousness is a process of converting the illusory consciousness into Brahman or Supreme. So how to do that? Many people might ask, that how to transform material activities into spiritual activities. Krishna consciousness, that is the key. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. Anything done in such transcendental consciousness is called yajna or sacrifice for the absolute. So many times people are very much enamored by the word samadhi. So yes, even we can get into samadhi. How? If the mind is completely absorbed in thinking about how can I serve Krishna? How can I give pleasure to Krishna? And how can I use everything that I have, all the possessions that I have in service of Krishna? Automatically the person is in samadhi because his mind is completely absorbed in thinking about Krishna. So in this way we understand that whatever activities we are doing we should continue. Just include the element of Krishna consciousness. Change the intention of each and every activity that we are doing and do it as an offering for Krishna. And what happens? That particular activity becomes completely spiritualized. And when that activity becomes spiritualized, when our intentions are spiritualized, when we are spiritualized, what is our destination? Our destination, you're here, let me read that line. Brahmaiva tena gantavyam. What is our gantavyam? What is our destination? Our destination will be spiritual world, going back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, to start with, we have to first exclusively include spiritual activities in our life, in day-to-day life. That is, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading and understanding the spiritual literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with realized souls who have actually spiritualized their entire existence, and obviously accepting Krishna Prasadam, that is spiritualized food. So like this, some exclusive elements we have to include, and slowly and steadily, all our activities will get transformed into spiritual activities. Now, after describing so much of Brahman, Brahman, spiritual, spiritual, now Krishna is going to describe about different types of sacrifices. A very, very interesting section we are getting into. So let's see that from the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.